people have different ideas, but it is possible to date them pretty accurately when you look and see that Mullview is under construction. You can date them, these things, by seeing what's going on in the village at the time. But it's just fantastic to see the fields in the centre of the village, which are now housing estates, of course, and the Glenwillan boating lake in full action.
Yeah, you know, and the wonderful viaduct going across.
The viaduct across, yes.
The interesting one as well, you can see that the Mitre, which I think still holds the oldest pub on the island.
It claims to. There might be other pubs are available who probably have similar claims. No one really knows with any great accuracy which is the oldest pub on the island. The some down south would probably claim to be some of the oldest. But certainly the Mitre Hotel has a very rich history and is one of the early pubs.
When you get to set these exhibitions up here, looking at probably photos that are maybe you haven't seen before even. I mean, what's caught your eye this year, Mike?
Oh, gosh, that's a difficult one, isn't it? I think, like you say, the photos from the air, really, some of those dating back, suddenly realise how much the village has changed in the last 40, 50 years. Parts of it we can go through and look at Greystone's cottage opposite the pharmacy, for instance, which is one of the oldest little cottages in the village, has barely changed at all in the last 200 years. And yet you've got large swathes of land, which were once a football pitch, but it's now a housing estate. Yeah. And you say there are quite a lot of changes, but there are also certain aspects which have barely changed at all.